Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Mem Vav in Masechta Shabbos, the 208th daf in Shas. We pick up on the bottom line of Kuf Mem Hei on the base that discusses the halachos of the drush. It's not really halachos, a drush about Ove Kochavim having a lesser level of Kedusha than Klal Yisrael. We're then going to go on to a Mishnah, a very, very important Mishnah, and that is the halachos of breaking kelim and opening kelim. Dovi Bornstein just opened the Coca-Cola can. Are you allowed to open a Coca-Cola can on Shabbos? Wow, the boys are really, you're, Shiva Bachman only supposed to get addicted to caffeine when they're older. I see three Coke cans in front of me. Okay. Two Sprites. Okay. So it says that will be the Mishnah on Kufim and Vavim and Aleph. We'll discuss the halachos. Then we'll continue on discussing making a barrel and the implications of making a barrel in Shabbos. Says the Gemara in the bottom of Kufim and Heim HaPeis. Mepnei Ma Ovei Kochavim Mezuaman. Why is it that Ovei Kochavim still have a zihum, a type of poison that the Gemara had mentioned 25 lines from the bottom on Kufim and Heim HaPeis? But Jews don't. Shalom amdu al Har Sinai. That Klal Yisrael, the negative poison that the Gemara will tell us, was put into us by the Aver of the Eitz Hadas from Adam HaRishon, was cleaned from us at Har Sinai. Shebeshah Shabbat Nachash al Chava, when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitul ba Zuama, there was Zuama that was put in all of mankind. Yisrael Shamdu al Har Sinai, but Klal Yisrael when they stood at Har Sinai, Paska Zuama son. Then their Zuama was left. It disappeared from them. Kabbalah Zatar, which we just got through doing. I have a sore throat. We just got through it on Purim for Kabbalah Satorah. Ovdei Kochavim Shalom Dal Arsina Lo Pasku Zuma Asan. That Ovdei Kochavim that didn't have this at Har Sinai. Yeah, what daf is it, Chevra? What daf was it? Har Sinai on Purim. Daf Peiches. Daf Peiches.
I think it's Daf Peiches.
Boy, but Dovi had the quote right. What was it? What's the quote? Hadar v'kiblu b'mei hachashver.
Biggest
Talmud. Shalom dar Har Sinai. Lo pasku zuma masa. Ama le ravacha brei derava le ravashi garim gerimai. What will the halacha be in regards to gerim? In other words, do gerim, on the one hand they converted, on the other hand, gerim were not at Har Sinai. Amalei afagav de'inu lo avu mizlayu. Even though they weren't there, kama mazlayu avid, their mazel was there. What does that mean? Yeah,
even
gerim. As the pasuk says, it's a funny pasuk. That would be something, a beautiful pasuk. Esa sheyeshno po imanu al meid ayom lufnei Hashem elokenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I am giving you a brach and klal of those who are standing today. Veisa sheyeshno po imanu al meid ayom, and those who are not here. So what does that mean? That refers to the gerim. Upligi the Rabbi Abba Barkana, Damar Rabbi Barkana. Rabbi Abba Barkana has a totally different approach. Everybody agrees that there was some type of zuam, some type of poison, if you will, how's the arts go translated? Some type of zuam that was put inside of it of mankind from the Aver of Adam and Chava. However, when did it disappear? Impurity. An impurity that was put in them. Damar Rabbi Abba Barkana, Achlosh Todoros Lopas Kuzuama Mavasenu. It was for three generations that it remained. However, after three generations, it took three generations to get rid of it from Avram. Avram gave birth to Yishmael, Yitzchak called it Esav, Yaakov called it Yubei Shvatim, but after Yubei Shvatim, so then the Zuama was even was gone by the time of the Yubei Shvatim. So there was a little bit of Zuama on Avram, that he had Yishmael. There was a little bit of Zuma in Yitzchak that he had Esav. But after Yaakov was holy, Yubei Shvatim, Shlohoye ben Shum Dolfi, there wasn't any impurity or any falsehood, and that's how the Zuma disappeared. So that disagrees with what we saw before, because the other opinion said that the Zuma did not disappear until Kabbalah's HaTorah. Says our Mishnah. New Mishnah, a very, very, very important Mishnah. Wow, we're doing technology, we even got more than technology. You have it on the... I thought you were looking at it on your smartphone. Ah, okay. Says the Mishnah. Shovar, pretty soon everybody's going to be doing it on their smartphone too. Zok de Eilig Mishnah. Shovar Adam es achavis lechon imenu gregris. Our Mishnah says that a person is allowed to break a barrel to eat a day from it. Ubilvach lo yiskavin lasis kli. But with one condition, that he can't intend to make a utensil at that particular time. That will be an iser of one of two possibilities. Either it will be an iser of Maka the Patish, or the iser will be Bona Bekelim. That lechul will be dependent on the machlokas that we've had earlier, Masechta Shabbos, of Binyan Bekelim or Ein Binyan Bekelim. Ve'ein Nokfin Magufa Shel Chavis. Now everybody's got to know this word, Magufa. In those days, let's go, we've had all these Coke cans over here, may I? So in those days they used to have, they didn't have an opening like over here. Rather, they would open the side of the barrel and they would cover it with wax. And just like, think about a beer keg. You guys
this is a special keg.
So let's talk about a Shabbos urn. On the bottom, you have the opening. So in those days, they had wax. They had a wax covering over here. And the wine, they would open and close it from that. So Magufa is the actual bung, the thing that was used to cover it. So the Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, says you're not allowed to open it. The Chacham say you're allowed to. V'lo yakvena mitzida, and you shouldn't open it in the side. So it's not clear what does that mean. Lo yakvena mitzida. Only when we see the Gemara will we know what that means. Imhaisa nikuva, and if it had a hole, lo yitain alei shava. You can't put wax on top of it to close it up. Mipneishu mimareach. Mimareach is the isra of flattening out. Now this is a poor Mishnah, because up until now we haven't encountered, if I'm not mistaken, all Masechah Shabbos, we haven't encountered Mimareach aside from flattening the hides. Here we see that Mimareach is not only from the hides, but even to spread anything out, just throw something out for a halacha nekuda, the daf in the halacha. Rav Nevin Sakla holds that even if you flatten out chumus, if your intention is to make it nice, that will be an Easter possibly to go right to Mimareach. I am Mimareach Ba'ochlim. We've discussed this in the past in Halacha from the Daily Daf. So we see Mimareach applies to many other instances. Okay? Mipnei Shum Reach. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Bo Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Be'erev, Va'omer Choshishani Lo Mechatas. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, I am afraid that's not only an Easter Derabbanan of Mimareach, but I'm afraid that there is an Isur Daraisa of Chatas. Now, there is something interesting in Rashi. Rashi earlier says that the Mareach is Mochek, that it's erasing. Right? That's really, really interesting. V'yesh kam v'shom imachek. Okay. But let's leave that for now. What's that? Take him off the hair. Right. What's that?
Oh, Harry!
Well, let's look back. Rav Tzvi points out that when it comes to the Isser over here, we're not talking about actually the erasing, but the flattening out of the hides. Okay, so it's the flattening out of the hides. That's the Isser over here, Memachik, that Rashi is describing. Says our Gemara, Amar Rav Oshia, Lo Shanu El Drusos. Our Mishnah is only talking about something that's called Drusos. We're going to explain what that means. Avo mefurados, lo. But when it comes to mefurados, the halacha is going to be different. What is the difference between drusos and mefurados? Rashi says, lo shanu deshovar chavis umetalta asayif lekach. This halacha that we learned, that you could break the barrel and carry it, is only talking about drusos. We're talking about what's in the barrel. We're talking about dates. Shahagro gros drusos be'igul. They are wrapped in a circle. And you cut them with a sharp utensil, like a knife, or a kardom is even a hatchet. So you're already carrying the knife, you're allowed to carry the knife, because you want to cut the eagle, you want to cut the dvela. But not to be able to cut the barrel. I'm a furados, but if what's inside are the dates that are already separated, so then in such a case that you don't need to cut, she'ain tzarech lechatchan, you don't need to cut them, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. Says the Gemara, mifurados lo, and mifurados not, meisive. Didn't we learn, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, mevi adam esachav shel yayin, umatiz rosha b'saif, uminich lefnei arachim b'shabes, ve'ein achoshesh. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that in all cases you're allowed to carry it. So what's our Mishnah saying? Our Mishnah is saying the only time you're allowed to move the knife is if already you're going to use the knife to cut apart the dates. But if you're not, or the figs. I always mix up whether the dates are figs. So only if you're cutting the fruits. If you're cutting the fruit, if your intention is to cut the fruit, so then in such a case you're going to be chayiv. However, if you're not coming to cut the fruits, so then in such a case you're not allowed to use a knife to cut open the barrel. Now why? Why should that be so? Reb Shimon Gamliel said beferish, the halach is you are allowed to cut open the barrel. So you put a question mark. So says the Gemara, ahi rabbanon, it's following the rabbanon. Masnisan Rebbe Nechemyah. But our Mishnah is following Rebbe Nechemyah. Oh, what is Rebbe Nechemyah? The opinion of Rebbe Nechemyah is, ein kli nitl elo tzorech dovra nitl. You're only allowed to use a knife to cut it for what? To cut it specifically for something that it's purpose for. Let's take a look at that Rashi. The Amar, the Masnisan Rebbe Nechemyah, Rashi Mil Avon Furados, says, Ein kli nitl ela tashmish hamayuchad lo. Only what it's normally used for. You're not allowed to carry it for anything else. So according to Rebbe Nechemyah, are you allowed to open a barrel? Yes, but you're still not allowed to take a knife to open it. Why? Because you normally don't use a knife to open the barrel. What do you use a knife for? To cut apart the fruits. So that's what it means, Masnisan Rebbe Nechemyah. The Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Nechemyah. According to Rabbanan, you're allowed to open it anyhow. Asks the Gemara, why is that so? So then why did our Mishnah, did we explain that we're going specifically a case of where there's Yain? I understand Rosh Shimon Gamliel said it was Yain over there because there it says the Farish that it's Yain. However, and therefore it's Mifurados. But in our Mishnah, why say that our Mishnah is going to Rebbe Nechemyah Ubitrusos? And that's people that's put together. Look Mifurados. Let's say it was Mifurados for Rabban. It could even be going to Rabban. Amarava Masnisan Kishi said, because he had a view from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was difficult. My year, Yedetani Grogros. Why does it say Grogros? Listen, Peros. It should say fruits. Why does it say specifically Grogros? Now, Grogros generally come pressed. And you need to separate with a knife. Listen, Peros. Ella shmamin of drusas. But rather, we're talking, specifically about drusas. Gemara continues. Tani chodom. Choslos shel grogros v'shel tamarim. If you have a group of grogros of tamarim, matur mafkir v'chotech. One brisa says that you're allowed to open it and cut it. V'tani idach. And another brisa says, matir, you're allowed to untie, you're allowed to open up a knot, avalo mafkir avalo chotech. But you're not allowed to cut it. And it seems to be a stira. So Gemara says, lo kash, it's not a stira. Again, ha rabbanan, ha Reb Nechemyah. One is going according to rabbanan, the other Reb Nechemyah. The sanya, Reb Nechemyah, omer, afil teravid, vafil taos, vafil sakin, ein nitol el tzarech tashmishon. Reb Nechemyah is of the opinion that you use those things only for its tzarech hatashmish, and therefore, in terms of cutting and using a knife, you're allowed to use a knife only for that original purpose. Hence, you're not allowed to open a barrel, according to Reb Nechemyah, because you can't use a knife for anything else of Hilchos Mukta. In all cases, for example, any type of thing, you can't use a talis and a sakin and so on. You can only use it for its original tashmi. We said that our Mishnah was not talking about Mifurados, was only talking about drusas. The Gemara continues. Boy mi namer of sheshes. Mau limivris chavisa beburta b'shabsa. Rabosai, the shailas about opening cans and bottles on Shabbos. This is one of the most important bar makomos in the Gemara. Rav Sheshes was asked the following question. What's the halacha, lemivras? Berez, you guys know, right? Berez is to make like a hole where things come out from a sink. What is the halacha of making chavisa bibrutya? Brutya is a sword, bishabbos. Are you allowed to make a hole in the chavis with a sword on Shabbos? On the one hand, the Gemara is tut stadim. Let's pischa kamechavim vaser. On the one hand, you're making a pesach. You're making a hole, and it should be aser. Because at the end of the day, says Rashi, what would the iser be? You're making a chavis. Odilma la'ayin yafa kamechavim vishari. Or, at the end of the day, all he wants to do is make the hole larger, and it should be permissible. Now, in our Mishnah, we had learned that you're allowed to break open the barrel as long as your intention is not to make a kli. Okay? So how do we look at this person? On the one hand, do we say his intention is to make a Pesach? And since his intention is to make a Pesach, therefore it should be Aser. Or that's not his intention. Or do we say, La'ayin yafe kamechavin, all he wants to do is to make the area a little larger, Rashi explains, because over here he's not opening it in the normal ways. Take a look at Rashi, La'ayin yafe. La'archim motzeyam b'nekki gadol, but the lo nakiv le'kider hanokvin. Here it's a new shaila because he's using a sword. He's not doing it in its normal fashion. Odil malayin yafa kamechan v'shari? Question mark. Amalei responded, the pisco kamechavin v'asur. His intention is to make a pesach, to make a hole, and therefore it's asur. Asks the Gemara, may see Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, maybe Adam Chavish shal yayimat Yisrael shal b'sayif. Hasam, so question mark. Over there, the Gemara asks, we see Reb Shimon Gamliel said that you're not allowed to use, you are allowed to open it up with a saif. What's the difference between what was asked of Reb Sheshis and our Mishnah that says that you're allowed to? So Gemara says, Hasam vade la'ayin yafel kamechavein. There in our Mishnah, his intention was to make a hole large to be able to take it out. Take a look at Rashi. Hasam vade la'ayin yafel kamechavein. Here he's not opening it at the area of the wax. Here he's making a hole where? Where's he making a hole? Lemata mimigufasa, under the wax. Kidiktani matiz esrosha. Now, if he wanted to make a good hole, he wanted to make a kli, then he would have cut it by the wax. To slice it underneath, let's look at this can. Anybody who slices it over here, his intention is not to make a good kli, and therefore that's called la'ayin yafeh. That's not an iser. Hacha over here, and he said la'ayin yafeh kamechavin. If this guy intended to do an ayin yafeh, so then liftuche miftach. He should have opened the bung. He should have opened that area with the shaiva. The fact that he didn't open the area by the shaiva shows that he intends liftuche miftach. So, if any time he takes out the bung in such a case, then that's going to be, then there we have a different type of shaila. But if he's cutting it in an area where it's going to be a good hole, and yet at the same time he's not opening it by the bung, that's going to be the issur. We learned in our Mishnah, ein nokvin migufa. Now let's talk about making a hole in the wax itself. Up until now we were talking about making a hole in the barrel. Now we're going to talk about making a hole in the wax. Ein nokvin migufa. Our Mishnah said you can't make a hole in it. Amar Rav Huna said machleikis lamala. The machleikis that we have in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't, and the Chachamim say you can, that's only if it's above, it's the top part of the bung. Avol minatzad divrei akol osur. But if it's on the side, even the Rabbanan hold its mutter. Let's take a look at Rashi, Lamaila. Berosh amagufa hasamu d'shari Rabbanan. The Rabbanan allow it on the top. The lav orch lemavi pischa osam. Elanot el kol amagufa. Normally, what they would do would not break the wax. They would just peel the whole wax off and put the wax back on. So if he's doing it in such a way, the Chachamim say, that's not a malacha, if he just punctures a hole in it. That's definitely, at most, mekalko. However, if he does it on the side, so then Rabbi Yehuda asers and the Chachamim permit it. On the one hand, if you make a nice, neat hole, presumably everybody's going to say it's aser. However, over here, he's doing it on the side. That's not the normal way to do it. Imagine if someone tonight, when they opened up their can, they instead of opening it by lifting the, how do you describe this over here, what's normally here? Which all teenagers like to take off. See, not teenagers. See, they didn't take it off yet. So that all teenagers like to take off the tab on top. So instead of doing it, so what happens? Let's say somebody just only broke half of it, right? So is that normal way to do it? That's not the normal way. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser, says Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, the reason why it's aser bin atzad, Rashi Rav Aschel Machlekes Min Atzad, 10 lines from the bottom. Hasamu the Kasser Rabbi Yehuda. There Rabbi Yehuda says Aser Mishum Deika Da Avdi Le Pischa. Some do it that way. That's not the normal way to do it. But the Rabbanan holds, since it's already not normal, so then it's going to be mutter. Vamevin Yavin, we know that the halacha is, if you're doing mekalkel to be able to get foods, the halacha is that it's chazal din aser, that is the Rabbanan of mekalkel in such a case. That's the machlokas between the Rabbanan and the Chacham. So Amar Avun machlokas lamala. Av that the machloek is above. Avol minatzad divrei akol osur. Here Ravuna says what? Here Ravuna says everybody holds the right that from the sides osur. V'haynu diktani lo yikven mitzida. Rav Chizda machloek is minatzad, and Rav Chizda says the way we had said before that Rav Yehuda holds halacha is that it's going to be osur, and the Chachama hold that's going to be mutter. We were masber first according to Rav Chizda. Avol gabe gabe. Al gabo divrei akol mutter, but on top everybody holds its mutter. Because that's for sure not the normal way to cut open the magufa. What would they normally do? They would normally peel it off. Or cut entirely through it. Al gabo divrei akol mutter. Hai diktani lo yikven mitzida, and this that says, lo yikven mitzida asam begufa dechavis, Rav Chizda is going to say, where it says you shouldn't do it on the side, that means on the side of the barrel. Put a period, Rabosai. 12 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Ein noikvin nekev chodesh b'Shabbos. You can't make a new hole on Shabbos. Oh, where does this come up? Can anybody think of a contemporary example? Here in Eretz Yisrael, this comes up. Making a hole in... People in America don't have this problem who are listening to this. But for us, making a hole in the milk vats, right? Okay. We're not going to decide that yet. Tan Rabban, ain't no finekin chadash b'Shabbos. V'bala osif osif. You can't make a new hole, but to add to it, that you can. V'yesh omrim ain't mosifin. And some say you can't even add to a hole. Not only is there a problem of making a hole, but adding to a hole. What would the svara of the Tanakhama be? Basic shot. Anybody suggest? It's already made. I wouldn't use the word makuko, but the hole is already exists. Correct. And the second sheet says no, it's already a tikkun. Vishavim, but everybody agrees. Shinok v'nekev yashin lechatkila. The hole was already made, but someone put a piece of gum inside. So then you're allowed to make a new hole through the gum. The Tanakama ma'ishnam v'nekev chadash kolo. The Tanakama holds v'nekev chadash. The problem to come sack in pischa because you're making a pesach. Therefore, it's a problem. When you add, you're also making a better hole. Amarabba, what's the svar of the Tanakhama, who only says that to make a new hole is osur, but to add to a hole is not osur. Amarabba, 5 lines from the Ban Dvar Torah. Kol pesach shein osur l'hachnus l'hoitzi, ein a pesach. Any hole, mina Torah, that's not made both to be machnus and motzi, for those of you who are underlining in your Gemara, this is a great line to underline. It's one of the klalim in the halachos of binyan bekelim, and that is kol pesach shein osir lahachnis ulahotzi eino pesach. Min haTorah, the only time you're chayiv, this is how we paskin, is if it's a hole that's made to have both something go in and something go out. Think about for our milk bags. Does anybody use their milk bags again? Or what about these holes? Oh, so that's an interesting cloud. So min haTorah, it's only osur. It's osui lahachnis ulahotzi eino pesach. The Rabbanan u degozer, but the Rabbanan said it's also why? Mishum lul shel tarnegoilim, because of a chicken coop. The oven li yule aviro lafuke havla. There, when a person makes a lul shel tarnegoilim, people don't think about the fact that you make the hole both for ear to go in, for the chickens to breathe, and for it to go out. So Rabbanan made Gzeira, all holes are going to be awesome in the Rabbanan. Okay? Vimbala Osif, Mosif. But if he wants to add, he could add. Asufei Vandai, Belul Sholtar Negolim, Lo Asi Asufei, Mishum Richsha. But when it comes to a chicken coop, a person's never going to add when it comes to a hole. So then we made a gzeira on all holes that they're osur. Okay? But whether it's osur lahotzi or lahotzi ulahachnis, all of them are osur. Lahotzi just would be an isur de rabbanan. However, when it comes to the chicken coop, so there the chicken coop we've got another issue. The chicken coop we have only the hole, but if we're talking about to be mosif, no one ever adds holes to a chicken coop. So why should we ever make an isur derabanan of adding? Because you'll never have a doraisa of adding. So there's no reason to asur midurabanan to La Sufa Yosef. The Yeshomrim top line, Amosifnin, Zimnin Delo Tikne, Meikara Vasilir Ruchebe. They say no. Sometimes people make a hole in the chicken coop and they don't make it big enough. And they come to add it. And then they're adding an Isidor Raisa, Lul Sheltarnigo Lahotzi, Ulahachnis. And for that, so that they made an Isidor Rabbanon any time to be Mosif. Dershim Nachmashur of Yochanan, Halach Yeshomrim. We pass like the Yeshomrim that says Vasufi is going to be awesome. The price that we had just learned said that both the Tanakhama and the Chachamim agree that you're allowed to make a new hole. V'shavin shenokvin yet nekev yashin l'chatchila. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shanu el b'makom ha'asui l'shamer. The only time you're allowed to make a new hole is if the hole was there to guard. But to make stronger, usher, it's going to be usher. Now, we don't know what that means. To guard and to make stronger, what does that mean? So Gemara asks, Hechi dami l'shamer, hechi dami l'chazek. What does that mean? Amar Rav Chisda, l'malam min ayayin, if the hole is above the wine, so then, if it's an old hole, you're allowed to make it again. Zeu l'shamer, that you're allowed to do. L'matam min ayayin, but if it's under where the wine is, zeu l'chazek, then that hole is usher to open again. So Rashi explains what is l'shamer above the wine and what is l'chazek under the wine. Says Rashi, if it's l'matam min ayayin, so Rashi says, in such a case, the ramaskel ela b'makom. So there, the hole was made to bring in an ear. It's good for the wine to have ear. Now that hole doesn't have to be a very strong hole and doesn't have to be covered up very strong. If for whatever reason you decide to close it, just put anything to block air, right? You could put paper. But if we're talking about yayin, if the hole was where the wine is, putting paper is not going to work. It won't stop the hole. The wine will consider coming out. So that means if the hole was stopped, it was a stronger stoppage. If it was a stronger stoppage, when you make a new hole, then you're going to be chayiv. Period. Rav Amar lematim in ayayin nami zeu l'shamer. Rav says below the wine is also considered l'shamer. V'hechi dami l'chazek. What is considered l'chazek? Kigoyim shenikful lematim in hashmarim. You have to make an even stronger hole. Where do you have to make an even stronger hole? By the sediment. So there, if you break open that hole, that's going to be chayiv. Period. I'll bring a brisa that supports me. Now we're going to review halachos both in regards to karkos as well as to halachos of tuma and tahara. Bayis sasam, if you have a house that is closed, yeshla arba amas. The halacha is that if the area is closed, you have four amas. Rashi gives us a great introduction. Rashi describes that if you have a chotzer, best way to describe a chotzer is to think about today a few houses, a few cottages in Ramat Beit Shemesh that open up to a parking lot. Okay, you have a few cottages that are opening up to a parking lot. And let's say all the people who live in the cottages decide that they're going to divide that parking lot. They're going to divide that parking lot. That it doesn't belong to all of them, like we have it over here. But rather, I want this area, and you're going to get your area, but you can't walk through mine, you can't do anything in mine, and so on. We share the general area of the parking lot, aside from maybe the parking space. But everything else in the parking lot is shared. What happens if the different people from the cottages decide that each one of them want their area? So the halach is, take a look at Rashi, the halach is that everybody is entitled to dalet amos. Everybody gets their own dalet amos if they decide to divide, the chotzer. And the rest of the area belongs to all of them. So what happens if someone had an area, but he closed up his doorway? So halacha is, he still has, Yesh lo arba amas, he still has four amas. Paritz es pitzimav, however, if he broke open the pitzimav, so Rashi explains that we're talking about somebody who already opened and closed his area. So then in such a case, ain lo dalet amos, he has no dalet amos in that rishus. In other words, once someone closed up a spot that was once open, so then in such a case, then he loses his right to that area. Now in terms of hilchas tumah, bayis sasum eina metame kol svivav. If you have a area that has a mace and the house is closed, so then in such a case, it's not metame the whole area around, it's not considered a kever. However, parut simav, if that area was once open and then he closed it, okay? So then in such a case, nasa kever, then that area becomes a kever in that house, umetames svivav dalet amos, and there's a gzeira midrabanan that if you have a kever sasum, it's metame that whole area dalet amos. So what does this have to do with what we discussed above? That we see the idea that sometimes if you have something that was open and once closed, that's considered mamish sasum. Consider mamish sasum, just like the area of the sediment where it was once open, but you closed it, even to open it again, that you can't do because it's considered sasum. By sasum, ain't mitame called svivav, but parts that's pitsimav, and Rashi adds that it was closed, mitame called svivav. Period. So we see the idea that even by something that was once a hole, once it was closed, it's considered as if it was closed entirely. And therefore, you're not allowed to open it. And that's what the Gemara said, that you're not allowed to open it by the sediment according to some, by the yayin according to others. Period. You put a big period over here. And now we have a series of machlokios between Rav and Shmuel, first relating to barrels, and then in other things as well. Gufsa. Gufsa, Rashi explains, is a shifoferes, a type of kone, a type of, how do you say it in English, Rav Osama? I'm surrounded by Israeli kids, and now my English is starting to go. You have a, well, no one's translating it for me. What's a kone? A kone is some type of rod, okay? So gufsa, someone who made a rod to take out from the wine from the barrel. Gufsa, Rav Osir, Ushmuel Shari. Rav says that it's permissible to put that rod inside the, again, I mean, the best word would be a pipe, some type of like pipe inside the barrel. Rav says, Osir, Ushmuel says that it's permissible. Mechatech lechatchila, no, not a ladle, it's like something that would have the wine go out of it. Mechatech, if a person cuts it to size, the chitchila de kuli amalo pligi, the osir, everybody agrees that it's going to be osir. Adura, dure, if it fell out, it was already there, this pipe, so then the kuli amalo pligi, the shari, it's going to be permissible. Kli pligi, the chaticha velo misakna. When do we have the machlokis? If it was cut off, but it wasn't put inside. Mandaser gazrin to masal mechatech. The one who says this aser makes gzeira, lest he come to cut it. Umandashari lo gazrin. The one who says it's permissible says that you don't make the gzeira. So the machlokis, Rabbi Osai, is whether when he comes to cut it, whether he's going to come to cut it by putting it back. Maybe he'll come to put this, the guys told me it means spigot, so he put this spigot back. So Gemara says, Kitanoi. We have a similar machloikis to this. Ein chotchin shifoferes biyomtiv. A shifoferes is this rod, this tube, that's put in on to the barrel. So you're not allowed to cut it on yomtiv. Ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos. Certainly you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Nafla, if it fell off, machzirinos b'shabbos. Ein tzarech lomer b'yomtiv. But if it was already there, then you're allowed to put it back. Rabbi Yoshia Mekel. And Rabbi Yoshua is Mekel. Now, we're not sure where Rabbi Yoshua is Mekel on. We said that to cut it is going to be prohibited. To put it back, we said, if it was already there, that's going to be mutter. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosha, what's Rabbi Yosha talking about? Ilema Reisha, if we're talking about the Reisha that says that you're not allowed to cut it, and Rabbi Yosha is saying you're allowed to cut it, Hakamasake Mana, he's fixing the tube. That can't possibly be, he's making the tube. Ela Asefa. But rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Seifa. Tanakama Nami Mishrikashari. What's the Seifa? Seifa says that you're allowed to be. The Seifa says you're not allowed. Excuse me. The Seifa said that if it fell out, you're allowed to put it back. So he asks, Ela Seifa Tanakama Nami Mishrikashari. So where is Reb Yosha being more makel? If it's the Reisha, for sure, you're not allowed to cut it. If it's the Seifa that you're putting it back, for sure, you should be allowed to put it back. Ela de chaticha velo misakna. We're talking about the exact same case that we spoke about above. And that is that it had been cut, but it had not been put there in the first place. Ika beinayu. Mar savar gazrina. One mandama says if we allow someone for the first time to put the pipe in, to put the tube in such a case, what's he going to come to do? He's going to come to cut it on Shabbos as well. Mar Savar Lo Gazmina, and the other man number says that we don't make the Gzera. Derv Shishi Brei, Derv Idi Mishrei, Derv Yochan, Halach, Derv Yoshia, that Lechatchila, we're even allowed to put it in for the first time. Period. We learned in our Mishnah, in the Braisa, V'im Oysa Nekuva. We learned, in the Mishnah, v'im oisa nekuva, the last few lines in the Mishnah, if there was already a hole, lo yitein alel shava, you shouldn't put wax on top of it. Mishcha, so wax, we learned, was the iser of mimareach. What about mishcha? Mishcha is a thick oil. So Rav Asar Shmoshe, Rav says it's Asar, Shmuel says it's permissible. Mada Asar Gazrina Mishum Shava. The one who says it's Asar says that even though oil, there's no Issa Mimareach. Mimareach, as Rav Tzvi pointed out, was clearing off the hides. And that, he pointed out, is also the words of Mimachek. The only thing is, Mimareach, we use an expression for many, many halachas. So now, oil, you're not flattening out oil. If even a thick oil, it's not considered flattening out. So here we have a machlokas. One madomer says, we say that if oils, if we're going to allow someone to do oil, he'll come to even flatten out wax. Madasa gatsri mishum shava. Umanda shari lo garzlina, period. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar chana l'Rav Yosef. V'fer shamasal mishmei d'rav, mishcha shari, that we learned that oil is not part of the gzeira, and that we never assert oil. Period. Amar tfus rishpa. Rabosai, if anybody could find it for me without cheating, how many times Tfus Rishpa, or Rishpa particularly, has been mentioned in the Sechah Shabbos, then I will give you a big Yashikach. Okay, but come over to me afterwards. The boy's already screaming out. It's fantastic. No, I already see. I see Yosef's mind working also. Amr Tvus Rishpa, Amr Shmuel. Tvus Rishpa said, name is Shmuel. Hai Tarfa the Osir, the Asa. Hai Tarfa's the Asa, says Rashi. What about putting a leaf on top of the barrel at the hole? Are you allowed to do that or not? Osir. My time, why is it also? We're afraid that if a person's going to put this leaf by the hole, so then when he's going to come, someone's going to come to make a full-fledged spout, which is going to be tikkun kli. Ravashi says that's also because he might come to cut the leaf. My beinai, what's the nafkamina between them? Ika beinai, they cut me umanchi. The nafkamina is if someone already has many leaves. If he already has many leaves, so then we're not afraid that he's going to come to cut off another one, then he's allowed to do it. But on the other hand, if we're afraid that he's going to come to make a marzev, then it's going to be usur in all cases. Now you put a very big period here, because now the Gemara, I have a small period in my last time I learned it, so now I'm making a big period. Because now the Gemara quotes other machlokias between Rav and Shmuel. These machlokios between Rav and Shmuel are totally unrelated to Perek Chavis, but once we started discussing Machlokias with Rav and Shmuel, we discussed other Machlokias as well. Bas Beis Sadia. A person has different types of cloth. Now in those days, cloth was used for many things. It was used to sit on for a chair. They didn't have fancy keter chairs like we have. And they used to use cloth also to get to wear. Sometimes people would just wrap themselves in cloth. So there, we have an issue. Rav Asa. Rav says that you're not allowed to wrap yourself in cloth. Now what happens if I have cloth that I want to sit on, but it's in a Rishus HaYachid, and I want to take it into a Rishus HaRabim, but am I allowed to put it on, make believe I'm dressing it with a bunch of like a shawl, but I really want to have it out there? So Rav says it's Asur, Ushmuel Shari. Shmuel says it's permissible. Says the Gemara, Birakin, if we're talking about soft cloth, the Kule Amalo Pligi Shari, because it would be normal for people to wear soft cloth. Bikashin, if it's hard cloth, the Kule Amalo Pligi the Asur, everybody agrees it's Asur. Ki Pligi Bimetsoi, in between cloth, Manda Asur Mechsi Kimasu, the one who says it looks like he's carrying, everybody knows that he's doing a trick. So it's going to be Asur because Mechsi Kimasu. And the one who permits says it doesn't look like a masi. Asks the Gemara, "Vada Rav la beferish itmar ela bechlala." I'm sorry, not asked. The Gemara explains, "Vada Rav la beferish itmar mechalal itmar." We infer this from an opinion of Rav. The Rav iklahu asked. For Rav went to a certain place. The lo havile Ravcha, that they didn't have places to for the Talmidim to sit and to sleep. So what did they do? We're spoiled, Rabbo Sai. What did they do? So they spent Shabbos outside with no place to sit and sleep. Nafik Yosef Carmelis. They went out and they carried these sudden people dressed up carrying these things so that they'll have places to sit in the Carmelis. Isolate Bay Sadi. Lo Yosef. And Rav didn't sit down. Man de Chaza Savar, the one who saw thought Yishunda Beis Sadia Aser, he thought that it was Aser to carry out these sheets. Velohi, but that's not the reason. The Rav Achruze Machri is Beis Sadia Shari. The Rav had already taught us that Beis Sadia is permissible. Umishum Kvoi Rabbo Seinu. Ah, covered for one's Rabbeim. Now it's going to be interesting to see who were Rav's Rabbeim. Umishum Kvoi Rabbo Seinu Lo Yashavalab, covered for his Rabbeim. Umaninu. Rav Kahani, Rav Asi. Rav didn't want to sit on because he knew Rav Kahani, Rav Asi were there. And he knew that Rav Kahani, Rav Asi, he didn't want to chop it for himself. How many times is it? I have a friend who's such a Balmidos, he's always the last one to get on the city bus. The last one. How many times are we careful to be the last one to get on the city bus? And you know, a 417, not talking about 14, 417, no seat, the whole ride. He's always the last person to get on the bus. Never thinks about himself first. So he didn't think about himself first. Now, for your Rabbeim, you don't think of him, you think of him first. So it's interesting. Look at Rashi. How does Rashi describe who his Rabbeim were? Zok de'elig Rashi, Rav Kahan of Rav Asi, Talmidei Chaverim Ayulah. We're not talking about big, fancy, or Rav Hagoyin Agodol. We're not talking about that. Who were these? Talmidim were his friends. Your buddies, but even less than that, they were his Talmidim. And that's who Rav was Mechabe. With this Bezer Hashem, we conclude Daf Kuf Memvav. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, today's halacha topic we will entitle in a mysterious fashion as the biggest issue in practical Hilchos Shabbos. In our Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Vav, we learn the halachos of making a hole on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes 10 lines from the Bradim. Ein nokvin nekev chadash b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to make a new hole on Shabbos. And not only that, ein mosifin. There is a mandamer who says that one cannot add to a pre-existing hole. In Simin Shin Yudalit Sif Aleph, we have the psak from the Mechaber in this regard. The Mechaber writes, Vafilu nekev ba'alma osu linkov ba mechadosh, Vafilu yesh ba nekev chadosh im la'archivo osur.
that it's prohibited because there is a prohibition of tikkun mane, of makib epatish, of even making a small hole. Rav Nevinzal points out in his Aras that it could be that making a small hole that's also hotzu lahachmis, according to the Chazon Ish, is not an Isur Daraisa, even though a simple reading from our Gemara is that it is an Isur Daraisa. Nevertheless, it's clearly Aser. The Mechaber then continues. And he says, and he quotes the Beragola, quotes this in the name of the Mordechai. It is also known as the position of the Trumas Hadeshen, or at least a discussion in the Trumas Hadeshen. Chacham Avadya, whose sheet we will discuss in detail, claims that Trumas Hadeshen holds this way, says that Vimhoya Sakin Takua Me'erv Shabbos Bechavis. Listen carefully. If you have a knife that was embedded into a barrel on Shabbos, Bechavis, Mutter Lotzia Ulachniso, if it was being used to stop the barrel, you're allowed to take it in and out. Sharei eino miskaven lahosif, because his intention is not to add. The Ramah says, "V'dafka sheotziu gam kein pamachas mibod yom." Only if it was already taken out once that day. Avum lo otziu mibod yom aser to have a psik reisha de osa nekev u'pesach lechavis. If it's inevitable that he's going to make a hole, even a little bit wider, as our Gemara said, making a hole wider is going to be Asur. That Isur is only an Isur Durabanan, our Gemara said, if it's not a Pesach Lahotzi Ulahachnis, to have things go inside and go out, presumably the hole over here for the barrel is only to allow the wine to go out, not to come in. Nevertheless, the Ramah says, of course, the Psik Resha is going to be Asur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Aleph explains that there seems to be a fundamental issue here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And that is, the Mechaber is allowing a Psik Resha by this Isur de Rabbanan, while the Ramah prohibits. In fact, this machlokis is probably the biggest issue in all of Hilchos Shabbos. Anytime a malacha is going to be done, which is an Isur Derabbanan, but it is not the intention of the individual to do it, is that Asur Psik Reishe Midrabbanan or not? There are many, many tshuvas from the great Posek Hador of the Svardim, Chacham Avadio Yosef Shlita, who advances the psak of the Mechaber, who from his perspective, and it most definitely makes a lot of sense, holds that a psik reshe on a derabbanan is mutter. So let me just read to you just some of the many, many examples. This appears countless times in the Shas Uchivasi Abia Omer, the Shas Uchivasi Chavadas, as well as in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, that we could rely on the fact that it's only a derabbanan psik reisha mutter. Let me give you just headings. Chacham Vadya writes, Nishalti odot begadim mechomer sinteti. If you have synthetic clothing, asher be'esel vishtatam upshitatam ha'idei ashif shuv poim notzumem kiminitzotzas esh. When you rub the synthetic clothing together, there is sparks that come out. So Chacham Vadya comes out, Lekula, one of the reasons, psik reisha and derabbanan's mutter, like the psak and the mechaber. Just two tshuvas later, shalos tshuvas yabia omer chedekei orachayim simin chavches. Someone who has shoes, whose soles make an imprint on the ground and clearly make a figure, a very clear figure on the ground. Is he allowed to walk in a place that's going to construct this shape? Chacham Avadi's conclusion, mutter. One of the most powerful reasons he gives, he says, in our case, we're talking about a psik reshe on a derabbanan. Also, he adds, it's a psik reshe de lo nichale, which Chacham Avadi also holds is mutter, which we're going to see that not all poskim accept. Just going a few pages on, Shas Uchivasi Abia Omer, Chelek Hey, Simin Choftes. If a person is allowed to use toilet paper on Shabbos that has letters where clearly he's being memachik. Again, this is only Yisra memachik on a derabbanan. Psik reish on a derabbanan. Chacham Avadya argues his mutter. Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelek Hey Simin Lamed. Chacham Avadya goes on and on and on in many of these tshuvas to be matir if it's a psik reshe on a derabbana. There are many, 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 many cases. Many poskim have pointed out that the Mishnah Brura does not seem to be matir a psik reshe on a derabbana, and also not a psik reshe de lo nichale on a derabbana. Basically, this machlokis all revolves around, at first glance, whether you pass like the Mechaber and the Ramah. Hence, probably the greatest difference between Svaradim and Ashkenazim lahalacha today revolves around this question. What is the halacha going to be on a psik reshe derabbanan, as well as tangentially, we're expounding on this less, on a psik reshe delo nichale. There's no doubt that Svaradim, as Talmidim of the great Chacham Avadya, most definitely can, and if I will say even should, follow the Psak of Chacham Avadya. I'd just like to share with you, Rav Neman Zal, I might have mentioned in the past, is very strong about not being makel on Psik Reshes, both Psik Reshe Lo Nicholes as well as Psik Reshe Durabonans. He holds very strongly, even though one of my Rabbeim, who I've discussed in other instances, tried to argue that Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that Psik Reshe de Lo Nichale is mutter, at least by Isuri de Rabbanan. A Psik Reshe de Lo Nichale is going to be, there are cases that one could be matir. Rav Neman Zal felt very strongly that that was not correct. I would like to also add that he's not convinced at all that the Mechaber holds this way either. It's interesting to note that the only instance that we have in Orachayim Bepashtus of Psik Reshe de Rabbanim being mutter is this instance of opening and closing the hole with the sword. There is an interesting Magi Mishnah where the Magi Mishnah suggests that even though normally a Psik Reshe on a de Rabbanim is not mutter, nevertheless, the Magi Mishnah goes on to say that if you have, that seems to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah that emerges from our Gemara, which told us that making a hole is going to be Aser Midrabbanan. What happens if that's not the person's intention? That's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. I have mentioned in the past that Rav Neman Zal is quite strong in being machmir both on psik reisha de rabbanans as well as psik reisha de lo nichale. In fact, Rav Neman Zal has pointed out to me the error of, in his opinion, of those who think that psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter according to the Mishnah Brura, as well as he feels strongly that it was not the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bechzatzal. And when I suggested to him that it could be that the Mechaber, in this case, is only being matir, specifically the case of making a hole, he said, Tov Ma'od, to my explanation of the Mechaber, which would preempt the possibility that Svaradim could rely on this Mechaber in all instances of Psik Reshe. Rav Neman Zal loves the Svara of the Magi Mishnah, who in Perek Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken, points out that when it comes to the malacha of Makeh Bepatish, of completing an article, there, if the individual did not have kavana when they did that action to complete the article, Makeh Bepatish is an exception to the rule, and there, Psik Reshe is not enough to be Mechayev you. Because Makeh Bepatish is an entirely subjective malacha. The individual completes the object, when he decides it's complete. All the other 38 malachos are not subjective. They have objective standards. Writing two letters, that's the shear if you write two letters, whether your intention was to do it or not. However, the Maggid Mishnah argues, when it comes to Makkah B'Patish, there you won't be Chayiv Amsik Reisha. I suggested to my Rebbe, and if you take a look at the Sharetzion, he seems to understand that the Gra holds this way as well, in the opinion of the Mechaber, that it could very well be that it's not a coincidence that the Mechaber gave the Heter Dafka on our Sugya on a Psik Reisha de Rabbanan. But all other cases, it could very well be that a Psik Reisha on the de Rabbanan would be Aser, even according to Mechaber. My Rebbe's reaction was Tov Ma'od, and later my Talmidim in the Grus Kolo pointed out to me that the Sharetzion, if I'm not mistaken, it's Sif Koton Yud Gimel, where the Sharetzion in Simin Shin Yud Dalet seems to explain the Gra, and the Gra is almost explicit in understanding Mechaber this way. If that would be so, so then it's even harder to rely on the Heter of a Psik Reshe on the Rabbanans, but there already have been the approach of Gedolei Torah, who assume that this is a Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambam. Those who follow the Gra would argue that even the Mechaber is only Matir in the case of Makkah B'Patish, but not on a Psik Reisha on all other Dirabbanans. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topics, or Halacha, not only one topic, but many, many topics. Anytime you have an Issa Dirabbanan that you're not intending to do, but the result is inevitable, is that automatically Usser or not?